This is Gamercast episode 338. Xbox One. Yet again. This is the show recorded on the 21st of May, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
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 So what's happening?
We just watched the thingamajig, didn't we?
Yeah, we've just had the Xbox thing on. It was fun, but we're not going to talk about that yet. You have to wait and...
You got to wait through my news first.
You're going to wait for the fun stuff.
My stuff.
Fun stuff. It's going to happen. It's fun stuff. Fun.
What on earth? Oops, I just pressed...
Now for the news.
Yeah, so MCM Expo, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so MCM Expo is happening this weekend coming, for those who don't know. It's 24th to the 26th of May. It happens at the Excel Centre in London. I used to go fairly often.
And then you saw sense and didn't.
Well... costs money, of course, and everything. Going to London, he's like, meh. So yeah, they're...
Plus, I'm going to London,
yeah, it's noisy, and all those free hugs people, and it gets really hot, and yeah, taiko drums usually. So yeah, they've announced some of the games that are going to be on show, so Nintendo are doing their Unleashed tour, as they usually do. It's going to include games such as Game & Wario for the Wii U, Resident Evil Revelations, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Director's Cut, Rayman Legends, Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, Coaster Crazy Deluxe, Toki Tori 2, Cloudberry Kingdom, and The Cave, all for Wii U.
The Cave.
And for 3DS as well, they're not showing off Pokemon X and Y, because of course there's hardly been any details announced on that still. But they have got Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D, which comes out this week, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity, which came out last week, Animal Crossing New Leaf, which comes out in June or July, was it? I think it's June... I can't remember now. If the Nintendo fan was talking in the chat room, I'd know.
Hey, Nintendo man.
Animal Crossing is coming out.
Get in the chat room, bro.
I think it's around the time E3 is. Then you got Project X Zone, Mario Kart 7, Mario and Donkey Kong Minis on the Move, Super Little Acorns 3D Turbo, 3D Space Harrier, Luigi's Mansion 2, and Cut the Rope, all playable on the 3DS. And of course, MCM's a good thing for 3DS fans or 3DS owners out there, because it's street passing like crazy. I mean, it's not as crazy as E3, as many street passes you get at that, but you still get quite a few. As well as that, they have announced that Activision will have the upcoming Deadpool game for the first hands-on in the world of two levels from the game. Deadpool's coming out on 360, PS3, and PC on June 28th. Also, there's going to be a game stand, because of course at Eurogamer recently they had a game stand, so for the company game where you can pre-order games. They're going to have one of those at MCM, and if you pre-order a copy of Deadpool at the Activision stand via game, you get a Deadpool t-shirt while stocks last.
Sounds fantastic.
Also at 2 p.m. on the Saturday, they're giving away 1,000 Deadpool masks. So you can do some epic Deadpooling, which from what I've seen is like dancing and doing silly things.
What was that Nintendo thing you wanted to ask?
Oh, it's just Animal Crossing's release date, so I wasn't 100% sure of it.
Okay, so chat room, when's Animals Crossing's Animals Crossing the Road, when's that?
Also, they've got Mark Meer there, who is the voice of Commander Shepard, otherwise for Paul known as Simon Pegg. But that's only, of course, because Charlotte's Commander Shepard looked like Simon Pegg.
It didn't look like him. It was him. June 14th.
Yeah, I was right.
You should have just... I know that. Well, you should have just asked me.
You could have said...
I didn't actually listen to what you were saying.
Oh, I'm too poor. But yeah, no one will, of course, understand why we're saying Commander Shepard is Simon Pegg. We're not saying he is Simon Pegg, just as a disclaimer.
Simon Pegg is the same bloke.
No, he's not. He just happened to look like him. Next up, Magicka Wizard Wars. Paradox have released some screenshots of their upcoming Magicka game. It looks a little bit different to their previous games. You can check out the screenshots on our website. But it's not currently got a release date. But any Magicka fans, of course, will probably be looking forward to it. It's coming to PC and Macintosh, or Windows and Macintosh, later on at some point. Night of the Rabbit news, for anyone who's pre-ordering it. Night of the Rabbit is an upcoming adventure game, a point-and-click adventure game. I played it for Gamercast, like a demo. I really enjoyed it. I did get stuck. I moaned to Paul about it quite a bit. Do you remember me moaning about that game, being stuck?
Nope.
No? Oh, cheers, Paul. Either way, it had a nice soundtrack. I probably just got stuck because I haven't played that many adventure games recently, but it's an absolutely lovely game. Visually outstanding, lovely voice actors, nothing irritating, beautiful music, all around lovely game. So yeah, if you pre-order it through GOG before it's released, so goodoldgames.com, GOG.com, before it's released on May 29th, you get a free copy of Deponia, which is a point-and-click adventure game that Daedalic released. Couldn't have been last year. Or was it last year? Was it even the year before? I don't think it was that long ago. No, yeah, it must have been. It was released last year, I think. So you get a whole game for free if you pre-order to Good Old Games. It's $14.99 if you want to get a copy. And, you know, you get another game for free. So I highly recommend that. Nintendo news. So back on Friday, Nintendo had a new Nintendo Direct presentation. They announced a few things, one of which is that the next game in Sega's Sonic the Hedgehog series will be released exclusively to Wii U and 3DS. Sonic Lost World is their next upcoming game. It's a new action-adventure platform, Sonic, but Sonic is a platform game no matter what, usually anyway, unless it's a racing game. And more information will be announced just before E3. On the 11th of June. As well as that, they've released release dates, that sounds a bit weird. They've announced release dates for Pikmin 3, Wonderful 101. Pikmin 3, Wonderful 101, and New Super Luigi U. New Super Luigi U's 26th of July, Wonderful 101, which I've been waiting for, because this is a game I would actually get for the Wii U if I had one, which is coming out the 23rd of August. Pikmin 3 is coming out on the 26th of July. They showed some Game & Wario stuff, which of course we know the release date is the 28th of June. Resident Evil Revelations is coming out on the eShop on the 24th of May, which is this week. And they also announced Mario & Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Winter Olympics. But the launch details and timings will be announced at a later date.
Oh, Sochi.
Sochi, is that how you say it? Where is it?
Russian.
Oh, is it? I'm not a geography man.
You're not a geography man? I hope you're not a man.
Cheers, Paul.
funny night, isn't it?
Lovely. Next up, Velocity Ultra. So I've mentioned some stuff about Velocity before. Velocity Ultra is the upcoming PlayStation Vita port, or PlayStation Vita release. It's not really a
does
port
because they're
changing
exist?
Stuff to it. Yes, it does still exist. I have one. It's downstairs. It has games on it. Just not that many games. Give it some space. Tearaway is coming out. That'd be good. Media Molecule can do it.
Are they still in business?
Velocity Ultra is their PlayStation Vita kind of native version, whereas the previous one was a PSP Minis title, which was just Velocity. And they have released their soundtrack for download. You can get it on iTunes, you can get it on Juno Download? I've not heard of Juno Download before for game soundtracks, I must say. You can pick up the soundtrack. The soundtrack for the first one was pretty cool. Really matched the game style. Because it was fast-paced shmup with puzzle-based activities, I suppose. But either way, it's fun, so you can pick up the soundtrack now if you want to have a listen to that. Namco have announced a new Pac-Man game called Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. When was the last Pac-Man game they released? Rally? No. That was GameCube.
Pac-Man. Why are we talking about Pac-Man?
Well, they've announced a new one. It's got a storyline. They always have a storyline, like Pac-Man World. It was his birthday or whatnot. So a new Pac-Man game coming to Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Nintendo Wii U for release in the winter in Europe and Australia. New storyline, same Pac-Man stuff. There's not really much to say about Pac-Man. Of course, it'll probably be 3D Pac-Man from what I can presume. But Pac-Man World didn't work. Well, Pac-Man World worked. I enjoyed that. And they're also doing a separate side-scrolling version of the game for Nintendo 3DS. LEGO News have announced LEGO Friends. So using, I suppose they're more child-friendly, no IP, so it's cheaper for them to make LEGO game.
Mm-hmm.
Paul's busy looking up on other stuff, trying to find pictures. But yeah, so LEGO Friends is to welcome girls to LEGO, because apparently LEGO is too boyish.
LEGO is totally boyish.
No, it's not.
It's a boy thing.
I totally grew up with LEGO. What are you trying to say? LEGO's cool. You don't eat LEGO. I never ate LEGO. I hope you didn't eat LEGO.
You are what you eat. And I am a giant LEGO man.
Okay. But yeah, so LEGO Friends is there to try and bring girls into it. So it's the kind you see, like, LEGO in pink packaging these days, which has, like, horses or turtles or stuff on it. And it's trying to bring more ladies into... Well, not ladies. It's trying to bring girls into it. So, yeah, LEGO welcomes players to Heart Lake City, where summer fun awaits. You got complete freedom to express your style, so I guess a lot of customization, but that's what LEGO's about, really. Wow. Explore areas and activities that interest them, such as performing a dance routine in a studio, taking a few shots on goal at football practice, or visiting the store to get cool items to customize your characters, as you build friendships with your 5 new friends. I don't really think that's one for normal LEGO players. But yeah, okay. Jack Keane 2 has been announced. This is a sequel to Jack Keane, which is a point-and-click adventure game. An adventure game. It's developed by the people that, of course, made the original Jack Keane. They also did Ankh, which are both PC games. You can control the character with WASD, or you can switch to just point-and-click. But yeah. I mean, it's a sequel to the previous one. I have a copy of the previous one, but I haven't really played it. But it's nice that other people are also bringing out point-and-click games. Konami have announced when their pre-E3 presentation is, which is a week before, not a whole week before, but just prior to E3. So on June 6th, they will announce their usual stuff like they do. So they'll do an online stream where you can see new trailers, footage, interviews, and of course announcements for new games. It'll be broadcasting at 8 o'clock in the evening UK time. And yeah, so at least then we'll know also what's going to be shown at E3. And if they actually announce anything new. But yeah, so that's cool. And then Shadow Warrior has been announced, which is a reimagining of Shadow Warrior, which was a 3D Realms game back in 97. There's a teaser trailer at the moment, which looks kind of cool. It's coming out fall this year via Steam and on next-gen consoles in 2014. But it's being created by Flying Wild Hog, who are the company that released Hard Reset. Earlier on, was that last year now, I think? So yeah. Do you want to talk about Xbox One then?
Have we finished all your jib jab?
Yeah, because of course you weren't really paying attention.
So yeah, the new Xbox is called the Xbox One. It's coming out later this year. It's got a new Kinect sensor. It's got a new controller. Yeah, what else is there to say?
All the other stuff they said?
Well, what did they say? Because I just heard jibber jabber.
Say Xbox on. Was that to turn it on as well? So say Xbox on to turn it on, and it should sign in, provided it recognises you. No mention to what that means in low light situations or whether it can recognise your voice. They've got a new trending area on the dashboard where you get a snapshot of what friends and the gaming community are interested in. You can say Xbox Watch TV, apparently, and it will switch to TV. Who knows how it's going to do it? Whether I have to put my aerial in to get the TV signal into it, or whether it's like cable only or something, or if it's an American only feature.
Well, no one of the slides they showed had HDMI in.
Yeah.
So presumably you could have a cable box and use pass-through through it. But obviously in the UK, where everyone watches Freeview, where all TVs have it all built in, it means what? You have to buy a separate Freeview digital box and then do HDMI pass-through.
Can I not somehow do that through my TV? Is that not possible?
The TV doesn't have HDMI out. And it would be a bit weird, wouldn't it? You have the TV going out and then the Xbox going back in.
Oh, I don't know. They announced they're having Snap 2, like you get with, what, like you've had with, what, since, is it Windows 7? Did that start
on
Windows
7? It's got multitasking, so you could have a game on one side and have a website open on the other side. Great for strategy guide people who love their strategy guides.
Did they say definitely you can do that with a game?
I see no reason why not.
Because, of course, they only demoed that with movies.
I see no reason why not.
Okay.
8 gig of RAM, 500 gig hard drive in one of the models, Blu-ray drive, 8-core CPU, so all the stuff we pretty much knew. Kinect's got a 1080p sensor, for RGB anyway, so that's really decent quality. Yeah, video output, 1080p and 4K both supported. Darling, now, really, do we?
As well as that, they showed, as of course it's American-centric, ESPN stuff, the kind of Fantasy League things they do. I know they do Fantasy League stuff with football over here a lot, like a lot of people do, but I didn't know that ESPN does that kind of stuff as well. The term lag-free was used, but then I suppose if the sensor on Kinect is pretty good, that should be fine. It's got Skype integration, so you can chat to people, you can do multi-people chats. And it's got the lovely Skype calling noise that is the most annoying thing in the world because I hear it so much. Even though, of course, it is different on some devices.
On the surface, it's more trendy.
Yep. So, of course, if Paul then was to get called on Skype, if he was signing on 360, not only would we hear it on, if he had a Windows Phone 8 phone, not only would he have it on his phone ringing, his Surface, his computer and the 360, that's, you know, not annoying enough as it is. Although I imagine you can turn off Skype, because I doubt it'd be running in the background, would it? Or what did you think?
If you have it on, it's going to run in the background,
isn't
it?
So,
console's got instant on, power off, blah, 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 suspend, resume, all the sort of fancy stuff they pick up just from the architecture, which is an AMD Jaguar CPU, exactly like the PS4, like we already knew.
They had EA talk about how they're releasing Madden, FIFA, NBA, and UFC. We weren't very interested in that because we're not sports people. I'm sure basketball fans might be happy that they're releasing another NBA game. FIFA fans, of course, will be happy there's another FIFA. They showed Forza 5 stuff, announcing that and how Turn 10 are making it. Something about Remedy and a game called Quantum Break. However, sadly, we were having buffering issues at the time, so I'm not really sure on full details of that game. But they announced that there'll be 15 exclusives in the first year of release of the Xbox One, along with 8 new franchises within those 15 exclusives. Announced a Halo TV show, which is being created by 343 Industries, along with Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, but there are already rumours of that anyway.
Well, I don't know. NFL stuff to do with TV. It's being released around the world later this year. And Call of Duty Ghost Crown.
Yeah. A lot of people are slagging off saying, oh, we didn't show enough games, they concentrated too much on the console. Oh,
what,
we don't care.
What they announced.
Well, yeah, they're announcing the console, yeah. They're going to show the games at E3 at the big game show. Isn't it? You know, they've got Activision on there just because they need something to fill it out. And they've got EA on there because EA are a bunch of scumbags. We don't know if it requires an internet connection. We don't know if it you can use pre-owned games on it. They did, interestingly enough, say that you can use their cloud backend service to computationally assist games, aka SimCity. It's almost the exact same language EA used for SimCity. Not that I'm bringing up SimCity again, but oh gee, it needs an internet connection because every 20 minutes it sends 5k of information to a server for a server to process it, rather than let the CPU process it in, you know, 0.0002 seconds on the actual Xbox. So yeah. What are you doing?
I'm doing what you were doing.
What was I doing?
I'm just looking on what people are saying about. What are you worried about me now?
Let's just move along then, since whatever.
Well, we've kind of said everything about it anyway.
Yeah, it's better than a PlayStation rubbish.
It's time for Name That Game.
Excellent. You pinpointed the shit part.
So yeah, the answer to last week, which you just heard, was spare parts. Loads of people guessed this, funnily enough. Can you not have your phone on when we're doing a show?
Well, I just wondered what that was.
It was your phone.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know what it was.
Turn it off.
I'm not turning it off. Can I just leave it on the floor?
No.
Oh.
So yeah, the answer to last week was spare parts. Loads of people guessed right, so I've got a lot of typing to do now. Catherine, if you just want to say something.
Yeah. At first I thought that was a bit tough last week. But then I figured it out. The educationer. Yeah, I thought it was nice that I actually managed to guess it for once.
This week I decided to go a little bit more tricky.
Oh, of course you would.
But the theme is similar to the Xbox announcement today, in that it may have been a game on an Xbox in the past.
Wow, that's great.
Here it is. Any guesses?
That tick 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 noise sounded familiar. Is it a racing game? Any hints?
No, you're not getting anything else.
Nothing else. Jeez, you've already closed it.
We've got people in the chat room saying Project Gotham. No, it's not related to Batman.
You're such a Batman fanboy these days. You should study all of them.
Yeah. If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net or leave a comment on this week's episode on our website at gamercast.net/episode-338-xbox-1-yet. I think that's what the address is probably going to be. Catherine, you've got 5 seconds.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Okay, well, someone's guessed. But good luck with that. So, yeah, let's move along, sorry.
Releases this week.
Yaldi, so what's coming out then?
There's a few games coming out, but nothing fantabulous. You've got Donkey Kong Country Returns on the 3DS. I'm going to hear you digging.
Nothing.
Okay. Donkey Kong Country Returns on the 3DS. This is the Nintendo 3DS port for the originally Wii released title. They've added easy mode, more saves, was it? I don't know, they've dumbed it down because it's quite a tough game for the Nintendo Wii, so they thought, you know, for 3DS owners, because you'll be playing it on the go, we need to make it easier so people will actually buy it again. So that's coming out. You've got Fast and the Furious Showdown, which is the film tie-in, I guess.
The film tie-in.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't really been a Fast and the Furious game for a while, as far as I'm aware, for, like, one of the last films. But, yeah, I need to double-check on... oh, I've typed Shadow. Showdown. Oh, I can't spell to save my life. That's why. It's coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Wii U. So that's a load of fun. Then we've got Resident Evil Revelations. And that's being, well, that's a originally DS game, well, 3DS game. It's been ported over to Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, I believe, and Wii U. Although only digitally for the Wii U, from what I can gather. That's more of an old-school Resident Evil, slower-paced game than, of course, the action-y Resident Evil 4, 5, 6. And then we've got Sniper Elite V2 coming out on the Wii U. This is the Wii U version of Sniper Elite V2. So sniping, shooting through people's bodies, seeing x-rays and so on. And then we've got Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes also being released for the Wii U. So there's actually quite a few Wii U games being come out. Mainly games that have already been released and are having ports over to the console. Obviously to make owners a little bit happy that maybe there's a new game coming out, even if they might already have it or might have bought it over a year ago. But yeah, so that's all that's coming out this week. I wouldn't say there's anything fantastically amazing coming out this week, if I'm honest. But yeah, that's all. Paul's too busy playing Terraria to acknowledge anything. He's too busy digging holes. There you are. Oh, okay.
I'm digging a fourth. Yeah, so you don't have anything else to add then?
No, I just did the new releases.
I know, I heard. I'm not there.
Okay.
I'm just ignoring you.
Cheers.
So yeah, we'll be back next week, hopefully with some more information about this bloody Xbox One.
Well, I imagine Microsoft might announce some more finer details.
Yeah, like this pre-owned game situation and online connection and all this sort of stuff. Both Sony and Microsoft have been very quiet about it. And with EA dropping Online Pass... seems to me like it's a bit suspicious. Because EA don't normally do nothing like that. EA is like, no, we're doing this and we're going to get the money. Innit, bruv? Innit, like... but yeah, we'll be back next week. Yeah, some more information, blah, blah, blah. Etc, etc. Be recording next week's episode back on Monday if you want to join the chat room at gamercast.net/live. Or maybe we might even be broadcasting live on YouTube if Google get around to sorting out our damn account and enabling it. Ah, this is why all the stuff's been going on this game. Wind has been on the server. Like for the last 2 hours, goofing about on my server. Yeah, but yeah, we'll catch everyone next week.
Yeah.